Hello, it's Sam from Financial Samurai, and today I'd love for everybody to do some reflecting on how their lives were back in 2007. So if you don't know, 2007 was basically the top of the stock market bubble, and the housing market already started rolling over in 2006. And then following in 2008, 2009, a little bit of 2010, financial Armageddon ensued. And this exercise, I think, is important in terms of reflecting on your career, your finances, your health, family, and happiness, because it really makes you think about how life has changed over the years, and it makes you focus on what makes you the most happy. You know, I talk about finances all the time on Financial Samurai, but the reality is Financial Samurai is about how to maximize happiness with our one and only lives. I do feel 2017 and 2018 is very similar to 2007. There's maximum investing FOMO. I've got lots of people asking me whether they should leverage up to buy more property. I've got people talking about cryptocurrencies, as they should, because they've gone parabolic. It's absolutely nuts right now, and it's kind of a golden era. Very exciting, but it's also a very dangerous time, I think, for many people who don't have perspective. So if you take time to read the post, I think you can see some perspective that I provide for career, finances, health, family, and happiness. I really don't want to reiterate these categories. It actually sounds kind of annoying talking about myself, but I want to highlight the one thing that has changed the most is family. Now that I have a son, I realize, man, nothing in regards to work matters, right? Like career, promotion, money, none of that. You just need enough money to take care of your family. And I'm really kind of going through this exciting transition in my life, because the first 40 years was basically about me. And so the next 40 years is going to be about my son and my family. Am I calling the top of the market? No, I'm not. The bottom line is earnings continue to be quite robust out of publicly listed companies. And you see private companies continue to get massive amount of funding to keep the party going. So I think the party is probably going to continue going for another 1 or 2 years, and maybe we'll see in 2020, which is surprising for me. I thought there was definitely going to be a slowdown, but it doesn't seem that way. There is some slowdown in like the New York City and San Francisco real estate market, but for the rest of the country, it seems like it's pretty good. So I wanted to leave you with some takeaways from this post that is probably relevant to everyone. So one, it's easy to extrapolate explosive growth in your career and your net worth in a bull market. So the problem is nobody wants to work forever, and things always change. Just when you think you've got something down, things change. It's kind of like what I've learned raising a baby. I'm like, oh, he's going to go to sleep at 2 p.m., done. But then the next day he sleeps at 5 p.m. or doesn't sleep at all. So I encourage everybody to be more conservative with your expectations. Don't extrapolate your 30% bonus increase or your huge jump or whatever by 10. Really be conservative. Don't confuse brains with a bull market. We are in a massive liquidity-driven bull market. Two, no matter how much money you make or have, your steady state of happiness won't really change. So stop thinking that if you get to X amount, you will be happier or you will be happy. This is something that I've learned reflecting on my life, working for like $3.75 to $4 an hour at McDonald's, you know, or like stuffing envelopes with paper flyers for like 8 hours a day for $4 an hour. And then to now, and then compared to 5 years ago and 10 years ago, like it's like I've always been like a 7 or 8 out of 10 in terms of happiness. And there's going to be good days and there's going to be bad days. And you got to take it as they come. I really would love for people to think about retiring by a certain age or leaving your industry to do something you really love by a certain age and not a certain financial figure. There's always going to be another dollar to make, and once you get to your financial target, it's going to continue moving. But again, we don't have any more time left, right? You can't manufacture any more time. So really be steadfast in your goals regarding time. Three, if you're relatively young, let's say under 40, it is worth swinging for the fences during the good times. The good times are when fortunes are made. It's worth allocating some funny money to chase unicorns. Maybe it's like 5% or 10% of your portfolio. You just go for those home runs. You know there's a high chance that they're all going to turn to zero, but hey, if one hits, you could be set for life. You know, money is abundant and it's cheap, and once the spigot shuts off, dumb ideas are no longer going to get funded, and silly job offers are no longer going to be given. Let's see. 4, learn when to cash in your chips by setting goals. Goal setting is super important. I don't care what all this mumbo jumbo stuff people say, don't set goals, just live the moment. No, you need to set goals, because that's how you're going to decide how much is enough, because finding your enough is the key to financial happiness. So if you somehow found yourself way beyond your goals thanks to this bull market, then absolutely focus on using your profits for a better life. In other words, take profits, use your money, donate your money, help your parents, help your family, whatever it is. So the saddest thing is losing a massive lead or having to start over. Just like this guy who made my breakfast croissants every single morning. This guy had probably like $3 million and he lost it all during the last 2000 dot-com bubble. So a couple more final thoughts. Even if you buy at the inopportune time, so let's say you buy stocks now or housing now, and then the market drops 20 to 30%. If you wait it long enough, you'll likely get back to even, right? Just look at us now. We're way beyond our 2007 peak. For example, San Francisco housing is like 30% beyond the 2007 peak. Stock market is way beyond the 2007 peak. So things are good now, but you had to wait it out 10 years. And that sounds fine when you're in your 20s and 30s, but once you start getting in your 40s, you don't really have 10 years left to waste. I mean, yes, most of us will probably live till 50s, but you just never know, right? So you start really thinking differently. And then finally, the next 10 years of your life will go by faster than the previous 10 years. Really make the most of it. Don't look back 10 years from now and look at today and regret not having tried to do something. You know, the fear in your head is always worse than reality. Believe this to be true. Life is not that bad right now in our society, given all our support networks. So really think about some things you want to do and just go for it. I'd love to hear your thoughts about where you were 10 years ago and what you learned about yourself then that you will apply to your life now. Take care.